All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you as always. Different episode this week, different kind of episode. There's a lot going on that I'm not going to promote shows, nothing. I got mostly things are sold out. I'm not going to promote stuff. I want to kind of dive in to this episode. I apologize to my new fans and listeners who just saw my new Dry Bar special dropped last week. So there's kind of a new flux of fans coming. This ain't a reflection of my stand-up comedy. All right, if you like me for my stand-up comedy, just keep it that way. This might not be for you. All right, I'm just letting you know ahead of time who I am on stage. Are they all my jokes? They're the things I wrote and created and did. This is kind of a little bit different. It's normally a comedy podcast, but this is... I'm mad today. And I kind of want to address it because I can't. It was pointed out to me by, dare I say, a fan, a friend. I posted something online. I'll get into it in a second. This young man, Porig, wrote back to me and he kind of wanted an explanation to my post because when I this is why I never post anything political. I never post anything. And I don't think it was political. But Porig was kind of confused. And that's not a reflection on Porig. I'm not going to give his last name because then you'll be able to dox him. Sorry, Porig. I hope you're okay with that, me not mentioning your last name. But I didn't want to mention, you know, and that's why my post was kind of vague. And it was taken down by Facebook for hate speech. And I'll read it out to you in a moment. But, and I guess it was a little confusing about what I was saying. So I do want to, thank you, Porig, by the way, for reaching out to me. And I'll go through your message in a second. Because it's very hard for me to explain what happened in Ireland this week. So what happened in Ireland this week on November 23rd, and I took notes on this one, so please forgive me. An Algerian man, which the media will not ever say, went up to a primary school. Primary school is like a, I guess, would it be a kindergarten school, elementary school? It'd be an elementary school. It'd be the equivalent to an elementary school. And he stabbed 5 people. 3 of them were children. Now, as of right now, I'm looking at my clock. It's now 6:19 p.m. on Sunday night in New York, Eastern time. I just saw 10 minutes ago before I sat down that one of those children has passed away. One of those children. So now one of those children were murdered. So this guy, an Algerian guy. Why do you keep saying Algerian, Mick? Well, it's relevant to my whole point. Another woman wrote something, and I'll read out what she wrote to me too. She kind of went after me and called me a straight-up bigot. And I'll read out her message, and I'll tell you her full name, just for shits and giggles. But I want to deal with the reaction separately, but I want to talk about what happened. So this guy went up. He's an Algerian man. Why does that make sense, Mick? Well, because what happened is the girl now just... One of the children just died, just passed away. So in relation to that stabbing, a riot happened in Dublin. The Irish people came out and they rioted and they looted and they burnt and they did like a typical picture a riot in your head. That's what they did. Now, before I go on, and also this goes back to Porig's point, one of the things he was confused about my post, understandably so, is I never condone riots. I never condone looting, burning. It's just counterproductive. It does nothing. It does nothing for the cause apart from highlight. You know what I mean? Like, there's other ways to get attention. That ain't it. That's just my opinion. My opinion. My humble opinion. And I get the anger of the Irish people. I get it 100%. So why are they angry? Why are the people of Ireland angry? Well... and again, I'm trying to pull information from all over, from different platforms, different media. Some of the stuff I might be reading might be bullshit. If you do want to fact check me, by all means, I do welcome it. I just gave up a big apology to someone on Facebook, a public apology to someone on Facebook this week. It's very rare, but I fuck up. So I'm pulling information from different places, and you can't get your news from TikTok and Twitter and all Facebook. It's just hard, right? For years, the Irish people, and it's not just the Irish people, when I say the Irish people, I talk about all of Europe. Like, Italy is gone. I did this a few episodes ago. Italy is gone. Germany is gone. France is gone. And you could say, no, it's not. It's still, trust me, the way of life is gone. Crime has gone up. Rapes are over 500%. These are actual facts. And again, fact check me, prove me wrong. I don't care. I like to be proven wrong sometimes. what has happened is there's a mass migration of people coming in. Now, I've said before, I've said again, I am pro-immigration. I said it maybe two episodes ago. I'm very pro-immigration. Like, I immigrated from Ireland to America. I went through a whole legal process, which took me 2 years, right? Do it that way. I have no problem with someone else coming in from another country. Do it that way. Do it legally. So we had Ashley Murphy was murdered 2 weeks ago, right? By an illegal immigrant that wasn't vetted. And then they vetted him afterwards and they found out he was listed in one of the Slavias for a bunch of crimes. They've come to Ireland, and Ireland, the Irish government, have given over all of their resources. They've given up hotels. They've given up venues that were for the homeless, but for Irish seniors kicked out of their own homes, college kids, just quit college. And again, I talked about this. Irish college kids quit going to college because, well, we got no homes anymore because the student buildings were given up to illegal immigration, to these people coming in. And again, right, you're not vetting these people. So you're taking resources from the Irish people. And the crime has gone through the roof. And for some reason, the governments, not just the Irish government, but all the governments across Europe, don't do fuck all about it. Not only that, they don't complain. And if you do complain, and if you stand up against it, you're called far right. Like, by the way, let's just have that one out. Why are you saying, like, far right like it's a bad thing? Because from my experience on arguing with people online, which I love to do, I do troll on Facebook, by the way. I say things that I don't mean. I don't insult. I genuinely don't insult. But from my understanding, the right seems to be having more fun. I said this before, right? They just seem to have more fun. They seem to have more common sense. They seem to have more common sense than the left. So if you're going to call people far right just because they disagree with you, then so be it. Call me what you want. I do believe in vetting immigrants who come into another country, and if they have committed crimes, when you do a background check on them and it turns out they are wanted for stuff, get them the fuck out. But no, because you're super liberal, you're so liberal, and for some reason, I don't know why, the whole of Europe decided to just fall in. And it's happening in America too. I don't know what's going on with all of these leaders that just want to let people in. I'll say it, animals. Now, why you call them animals, Mick? Well, most people on the left are atheists, right? Most people are atheists on the left. They don't believe in we're all men, right? They believe in science. If you believe in science, of course I believe in science, but I sound like a real ignorant muppet there. I, of course, believe in science. I believe in evolution, by the way. I believe in God. Yay, stay away, vampires. I believe in God, but I also believe in evolution, right? Now, that's a contradiction, Mick. I'll go on to another episode of how I can compare evolution to believing in God, right? That's another conversation I'm going to have for another day. So I 100% believe in science. So if you believe that we're all animals, which we are, right? We're all animals. We just have evolved because we have become civilized. We grew up in we were raised to come up in just civilized communities. And we've done that since the fucking, the hundreds, right? You go back and look at a Christmas card. Good day to you, sir. I say good afternoon, right? Just civilized. Tip of the hat to you too, ma'am, right? We've just been civilized. These people are from countries, through no fault of their own, by the way. They just grew up in, like, fucking not civilized areas, not civilized communities. That's just how they are, right? Is it all of them? Of course not, Mick. That would be an ignorant blanket statement. But just in general, the culture, it's just not civilized. Yo, you can't say that. I can, and I did, and I will again. I'll keep saying it. Right? Well, how do you know that? Well, you go to some of those countries and they will throw you off a roof for being gay. Is that civilized? Is that civilized? Well, you can stone a woman in the street for showing her face. Is that civilized? I'm just saying. And I didn't even list countries, by the way. They're out there. And they're coming from those countries to here. Now, I'm not saying they're coming over here and they're taking their jabs. They're coming over here and they're forcing their beliefs on us. They're not. They're coming over with a different mentality of what's right and wrong. And governments are not fucking stopping them. That's my complaint. You're taking the resources of every country. Your own people are suffering. And I said this in my post, and I'll go back and when I start going into people's reactions in a few moments. I've said, if your government is not for you, they're not your government. I believe that. If your government is not standing for you, right? If you have your own homeless people, if you have starving people, because no one should go hungry. Here's what I believe, right? Here's what I believe. There should be a roof over everybody's head. It doesn't have to be fancy. I don't believe in things and material possessions. I've never been that way. I've never been attracted to shiny things. You should, everyone should have a roof over their head. Everyone should have clothes on their back, food on their table, and access to healthcare. Those four things, that's all a government needs to help, by the way, not just give, but help provide to its people and let everybody else succeed on a different level. Like, if you give me a roof, clothes, food, and healthcare, the rest is on me if I want to prosper. The rest is on me if I want to advance in my life. But nobody should walk around this planet. Nobody should walk. Do you hear this motherfucker just flushing the toilet? Fucking hell, man. How many times are you going to flush the toilet up there? Anyway, so no one should go without those four things in life. That's it. After that, you can prosper. So now, when you don't have those basic things for your people, your own people, and it's not, like, you go to America, like, I was in LA, I was in Austin, Texas, right? The homeless, it's kind of calmed down, but the homeless situation was out of control there, but a lot of it was mental illness, right? A lot of it was just a mental problem for people who just couldn't function in reality. I'm talking about Ireland specifically right now. In Ireland, people are homeless based on their situation. Most of them based on their situation. I'm watching videos of women talk about, yeah, I just tell my kids we're going camping. We're on an adventure. No homes, but you're taking in other people. And again, I'm a compassionate person. I believe everybody should have those four things. But if you are the leader of your country, and you have 1,000 people that don't have those four things, you are in no position to let in 10,000, 20,000, a million of people, and you fucking step over your own people. You have a right to defend, to be, because at the end of the day, government, because some reason governments have just adopted this thing that we're better than you. You work for us. Every government across the land, this big round earth, flat if you're a weirdo, everybody has an entitlement, right? Everyone has an entitlement to those four things. But if you don't, like, you don't get the, you're the government, I'm losing my train of thought here, you're the government, right? That's what you are. We pay you, you do the job to give us those four things. It's that fucking simple. It's that simple. Hey, here's my taxes, what's that for? Well, that's, you got to go to school, right? Yeah, okay, that's great, thank you. That's for your healthcare. All right, I work hard, I pay my taxes. Okay, where does the taxes go? Well, it goes, we fix the roads. That's your job as a government. Not to be fucking holier than thou. So let's go back to what happened in Ireland. You stabbed 5 people, 2 adults, 3 children. We just found out together that a child just died. I don't know if it was a girl or a boy. The report just came up and said one of the children died. What does the Taoiseach is the leader of the Irish people. Basically, our president gives its job to the Taoiseach. Taoiseach, that's a funny word, isn't it? You're probably thinking, what does it mean? It's basically prime minister. It's basically, we don't like saying prime minister because it kind of makes us too much like Britain. And we don't want to be the same as Britain. You know what I mean? You think of prime minister, you think of like Winston Churchill. You know, I never heard enough. We shall defend our Isle. So here's what the Taoiseach said. So the people went out, and again, I don't condone rioting, I don't condone violence, I don't condone looting. I don't know why looting became part of your protest, by the way. Here's what our Taoiseach, Leo, good old Leo said, right? Didn't address the stab, and never once, like, just said, oh, he brushed over it. Go online, look up the whole speech yourself. Here's what he said. Here's what I took from his speech. Well, you're just as bad as the media, you're cherry picking. I fucking am, because this part is very important to what he said. Here's what he said. He said, to all the coward, and I'm going to paraphrase some of it, right? To all the cowardly champions of Ireland. That's how he starts off with, right? So basically he's saying to people who are outraged, you're cowardly champions. Ask yourself, ask your sisters, ask your friends, ask everyone you know, ask them. He's overusing the word ask a lot. Any really, as someone who's a writer, I write jokes, and you know you're not supposed to overuse a certain word. Ask them what they fear the most in our streets. They're afraid of you, afraid of your anger, afraid of your rage, your violence, and your hate. Call me crazy there, Leo. Maybe they're afraid of their fucking children getting stabbed coming out of a school. Maybe that, I would be more afraid of that. I would be more afraid of that than walking down the street knowing there's a riot going on of people who agree with what I agree with. I'd be a little bit more, hi children, let's go to school today. They might get stabbed. That's not a problem. It's that guy coming out of the store with those sneakers. I'm petrified of that guy. Yeah, but they might stab your children. No, you're missing the point. That guy set a police car on fire. Call me old-fashioned, right? Call me old-fashioned. Anyway, so he said, for your hate, and you blame others for your problems. So you're kind of insulting him a little bit, right? You're kind of insulting him. And then he went on and he said, yeah. So, and then the BBC came out. The BBC came out and the BBC said, we're not sure about the riot. We're not sure what caused the unrest. No, you just think people got together and said, "Let's, all right, guys, everyone meet on O'Connell Street at 2 o'clock. Why? We're going to have a good old-fashioned riot. We haven't had one of those." But all the media rushed out. All the media rushed out and they blamed, like, they called everybody far right. That was the thing, you're far right. Here's the thing. Do you remember when George Floyd got killed? When the whole George Floyd thing happened? George Floyd, people all over the world protested that. Now, apparently there's a documentary just came out about that. I haven't watched it yet. I'm kind of scared to look at it because then I know I want to talk about it. And if I want to talk about it, people will attack me. But I will watch it eventually. But apparently I'm not going to talk about what the documentary says. I'm not getting into that. But anyway, so when the George Floyd thing happened, the rest of the world kind of, everybody was talking about it. Everybody protested. Everybody got out and they were in England, BLM. They were in Ireland, Black Lives Matter. That organization of fucking vampires. You know, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd. And they went down. Some in other countries they rioted, right? They weren't called far right. Isn't that strange? When an injustice... I'll call it that because that's what they're talking about. That's what they labeled it. When an injustice happened to a black man, it was okay for them to go riot and burn shit down, loot, steal. They're called protesters. But in your own country, one of your children have been stabbed, now killed, and you're calling them far right. And again, I go back to one of my original points. Like, you say far right like it's a bad thing. If this is what far right is, then let's wear the hat. Let's wear the hat. Let's all just put on our far right hats. Let them call us what we want and let them blame us. Let them say we're the problem, not them at all. Because what these fuckers do is, right, what this guy like Leo did, he blamed the protesters, not himself, not his own policies that allowed these people in unvetted, that allowed these people in to come take our resources, that allowed those people to come in without any background check, illegally come in. Right? Some came in under the right loophole. I'm not saying they didn't. Of course they did. Some are 100% vetted. My problem isn't with people who come in illegally. I'm a fan of legal immigration. I'm a fan of mass immigration as long as you do it by the book. Pick a number, wait in line like it's a fucking deli. Right? I'm a big fan of all that. But what these assholes do, these politicians who caused this problem, they've caused this problem. What they have done is they have blamed you for saying this is wrong, for standing up. You're now a far right person because you don't agree what happened. You don't agree with what Leo says. All right. Let's go into some messages here. Let's look at some things, right? Let's look at some things. I hope I don't shut this down. So let's go into some things and I'll go into, oh no, did I just shut it down? No, I didn't. We're still recording. Good. We're still recording. So let me read some things. So first of all, I got this message popped up today. Right on schedule, Conor McGregor is now under investigation by Irish police for online hate speech after he spoke out against the children being stabbed by a migrant in Dublin. MMA champion Conor McGregor. That's what someone said. That was someone put the post. But here's the actual heading of the publication. MMA champion Conor McGregor under investigation for online hate speech following remarks after children were stabbed by an Algerian immigrant in Dublin. Let's have a look at what Conor McGregor actually said, right? Let's have a look at what Conor actually said. I'll have to make this big because my eyes are weird. Conor McGregor posted this himself, right? You can go find it yourself. And I can't read it loud, so if I stutter, I apologize. Here's what Conor McGregor said. Blame anyone but themselves. Typical worthless you are, Michael. Worthless and spineless. Ryan Casey, these are all politicians. Called you all out last week, giving the love of his life stolen by pawn scum. And nothing but waffle from you all since. Zero action. Everything from our tax, from our lax, excuse me, our lax border with gravy train benefits to our pitiful mental health services to our country in flames is on your watch. He did that in caps. Conor Regan, y'all do fuck and nothing. And still no plan of action. Where is our plan of action? What are we going to do to ensure this stops happening? How are we going to ensure this ceases to continue in our country? Ireland is fed up of you and your type, in capitals again. We are not stopping here until real change is implemented. We need safety. We need security. We need leadership. As of now, we have none of the three. Shame on you and your type. Okay. Hate. That was hate speech. That was taken down caused by hate speech. Right? I'm with Connor on that one, man. I'm with Elon Musk went online and said, what did Elon Musk say? And I know people, it's weird. Elon Musk getting a lot of hate right now. Elon Musk said, the current Irish government clearly cares more about praise from woke media than their own people. 100% true. 100% true. You can disagree with Elon Musk all you want to, but that's 100% true. The media has their back. The media has the government's back. Just by like what I said, you're far right if you're not woke, right? If you're not woke and go with the fucking, the lack of intelligence. I do believe this episode is going to get taken down and shadow banned. I do believe it. But however, I digress. So also this came in, and I don't know if this is true, so maybe I shouldn't read it actually. I think it's a message from one of the mothers. And this kind of goes with what I'm talking about the media and the government, right? So I'm going to read this. Now, I'm honestly saying this up close. This is a screenshot of a text message, of a WhatsApp group chat from one of the mothers of the children. This is what it says. So I am taking this with a grain of salt from where I got it. I got it from Off Grid Ireland. I follow them on Instagram. They post a lot of stuff, what's going on. And it's also on Irish Eyes 1111. This is not me. I don't know how real this is, but this is kind of strange. How are things today? No news yet. We are here, XX. We're all praying for them. Then she wrote, did you hear the Gardaí? That's our police. And a weird Gardaí. Like, oh, quick run. The Gardaí are coming. You know, anyway, did you hear the Gardaí trying to force us to talk to RTE and tell the public not to protest if we don't have enough to deal with telling us Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, their political parties? Michael Martin wants us to do this for Ireland, not how is our kids, or we're sorry we failed you. People as my baby, as in, yeah, so it is a mother. People as my baby is in this hospital. I'm asking you, her texting is terrible, but again, she is under a lot of stress. Let's be fair. People as my baby is in this hospital, I'm asking you all to stick with each other and protest. Fucking protest. Get these bastards out of here. Pox of Michael Martin and Leo. Trying to tell me Leo was you're busy, too busy to speak with me. Texting is terrible. Again, because he's in important meetings. Oh my God. OMG. And then someone just wrote, screenshot this and send it. So, yeah. So basically, like the government are kind of jumping in there based on this. Hey, can you tell RTE, can you tell the public to kind of calm down a little bit? Please tell, like, let them not be as outraged as they are. Yeah. And that's, so then let me go on to what got taken down, what I posted. Again, I don't protest. So this is going on to, I'll read out Porig's message to me. Porig, thank you, man. I really appreciate you because it made me think about, and it made me realize why I don't post public stuff. And I posted my thing and he wrote, what's your point here? What should we be taking back? Are you on the writer side? As a fan, I would like an explanation to this post. I wrote back, here's my words back to Porig. Again, I'm not going to give his last name it has happened in the past, Porig, but people just fuck up your inbox. I wrote, cheers, man. Not a fan of the writers at all. It's too complex to type here. I'll be discussing it on my podcast Monday. Sorry if my post was vague. He wrote, thanks for your response. Looking forward to the podcast. Oh, cheers, mate, as I do. So here's what I wrote up, which, and again, it is probably confusing to Porig and to others. So again, Porig, man, thank you for highlighting that. Here's what I wrote. I wrote it in anger. Our refusal to bow to any... let me start again. I can't read, lads, for shit. I'm just... just abandoned the fact that I may need glasses. Our refusal to bow to any order but our own, any institution but our own. That was a quote from Michael Collins, so I did that. I said, then I wrote what I said earlier. If your government doesn't stand with its own people, then they are not your government. They should be removed. What's happening in Ireland is a disgrace. Take back your country before it's too late. God bless Ireland. Now, again, pointed out by Pori, that kind of does sound like, when I say take back your country, it does sound like I'm kind of inciting a riot or an attack. So again, Porrig, mate, cheers for highlighting that. I don't mean that, because I just pointed out at the start of the show, I'm very anti riots and looting and burning places down. What I mean by take back our country is just like Michael Collins said, our greatest weapon we have is our refusal. We got to refuse to take this. We got to vote, get these people out. I don't know how, it's hard to do that. It's very hard to just wipe a fucking slate clean of a government. But let's find someone that has your values. Let's get behind those people and just get these people out. Take back your country. Refuse everything. Like, I remember one time Ireland did this. I didn't live there, but I heard about it when the water bills came. Remember, Ireland was like, the government was like, you got to pay for water. And Ireland was like, fuck off, we're not doing that. And nobody paid their bill. And Ireland went... The government went, all right, I guess we don't charge you for water then. That is what I mean by take back your country. Stand up to these people. Again, this whole thing is not going to make the ear at all. If you hear it, you're whatever. You know, stand up to these fucking people. Don't take this shit lying down anymore. It's going to get... And I feel, man, once word breaks, because it's now what? It's definitely, it's after midnight. It's 1 a.m. in Ireland. The cops are going to be setting up roadblocks, barricades, everything, because I think it's going to get shitty now, man. The shit's going to hit the fan that this poor baby is now taken from us because of the failures of the Irish government. And then again, I get people like this. Like, let's have a look what Kelly MacDonald said, by the way. Her name is Kelly MacDonald. When I put this post up, Kelly MacDonald wrote, and again, she's a typical person that always comes after me. In her profile picture, it's the, I got the vaccine, BLM, stand with Ukraine, gay flag, pride flag, trans flag, Israel and Palestine. Like, they don't know what they want, right? These are usually the people that come after me. And then she wrote, oh, you guys can immigrate wherever you want, but other people can't immigrate into Ireland. I never thought the Irish were bigots, but here we are. And of course I wrote, you know what? I mean, it would only be fair if I let you know what I read, if I wrote back to her, right? I think it would only be fair and right. There's a bunch of messages came in of people. Oh my gosh, she just wrote back to me. That's so fucking funny. So funny. I'll read what I wrote back to her anyway. I wrote, hi Kelly. Thanks for Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. It's the worst way to spell Kelly, right? Come on, who spells it like that? It's K-E-L-L-Y. Fuck off trying to be different. It's E, put an extra E in there. People put an I at the end of it. Fuck off, it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Stop trying to be different, all right? Now, I know it's not you, it's your parents, but fucking stop, right? I wrote, hi, Kelly, thanks for reaching out. So you clearly read my post and made a judgment without even knowing what I was talking about. Clearly you don't know what I was talking about. As a result, you don't even know what you're talking about. Again, the people love to go... Again, you people love to go to the top shelf with their name calling. A bigot? Question mark. Such a big accusation. Perhaps Google the word before being a typical left person and awarding to all who disagree with. Keep those words safe. Say, I can't even type and read my own shit. Keep those words safe until a powerful. Well, I can't. Oh, shit, man. She must be laughing at my grammar here. Keep those words safe. A powerful until you meet an actual bigot. And I never thought all the left would just slap a rainbow flag, Israel flag, BLM, Ukraine. I got my COVID vaccine in their profile, would just assume they knew it all without asking a question to find out what they were supporting or mad about. But here we are. Have a great day. And then she wrote, do you want to stop immigration in Ireland because of the recent incident? Yes or no? I gotta just type yes. Yes, I will. I'm writing. Yes, Kelly. I'm gonna write Kelly, but I'm gonna write it the proper way. Yes, Kelly. I want to stop illegal immigration. There you go. But that's, they're the type of people, right, that they don't understand the fucking situation. They just assume, and this is what's happening with, this is what your BBC is doing. They're not listening to the reason. They're just assuming people go, wait a minute, different color coming into my country, but I only like people to be the same as me. And they go, well, they're all bigots. We're such great people. They're bigots. They're fascists. They're racists. They're Nazis. Again, I don't talk about Israel and Palestine with people. I just don't talk good about them. Why? It's such a complex situation. This ain't that complex. This ain't that complex. If you do your homework on it, but do your homework before you fucking go after somebody. Kelly EY. Anyway, I hope that, I'm sorry that episode, I'm sorry if you were new to the podcast and you stuck around and you thought like, oh, he didn't do any of the material that he did on the special. I thought he was going to talk about how kids poop too much or something. So I'm very sorry, but that's where I am. I'm very angry. I'm very upset. I'm very emotional. I want to thank everybody who wrote to me. Again, Porrig, I love the dialogue. Thank you, man. I should call this episode Porrig. You know, it's tough, man. It's tough when you try to tell people, when you have common sense and you go, hey, look, this is not going to end well. This is my point. When you tell people this isn't going to end well and you and then you get brushed to the side. But not only do you get brushed to the side, but you get slurred. Get out of the way, bigot. You don't know what you're talking about. And then it doesn't end well. Do you see what, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it's not going to end well. We're telling you it's not going to end well. What you're doing is not, it's not good. And then when it turns out that this is exactly what we were afraid of going to happen, that actually happened, you cannot just throw your hands up in the air and go, oh, well, you're the problem, not me. You're all the problem. Listen, man, I miss Ireland. It's not the same country as I grew up in, so that's why I don't really talk about Ireland much politically, because I'm not there. It's when people ask me, oh, in Ireland, do you do this? I can only tell you about the Ireland I grew up in, the Ireland I loved. I don't know what it is now. I haven't been back in a while. I went back 3 years ago for my dad's funeral. You know, but my heart goes out to that family. My heart goes out to all the families of the people who were stabbed, who were injured, who were terrified. My heart goes out to all the parents who on Monday morning, you know, like, and when you go to Ireland, man, picking kids up from school is not as strict as it is in America. Like, I go back to Ireland, someone says, hey, why don't you go pick up your niece? Teachers don't know who I am. I walk in, my niece goes, Uncle Mick. The teacher just go, all right, go ahead, just leave. Right? You see someone standing outside that they don't recognize. Like, I could be the uncle. Uncle Mick, just standing outside of primary school waiting for my niece or nephew to come out. And now those people looking at me who've never seen me before, they're like, who is this beautiful terrorist? Is he going to hurt my family? It's an uncomfortable feeling, man. Nobody wants to live in fear like that. And then for your fucking government, when you decide to stand up against it, when you're mad about it, and your government and the media that protects them makes you the problem. You're the one for being worried. You're the one for being scared. You're the one for, hey, remember I told you there's a monster under my bed? And when you looked, there was a fucking monster under my bed? Right? It's unreal, man. Listen, I'm sorry it's such a downer of an episode. It really is. I'm sorry. We got all holiday stuff coming up, right? So we'll go into that. Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing. I hope I didn't upset you. I hope I was articulate enough with my frustration. I hope I was articulate enough with what I was explaining. My facts and figures came from different outlets. So if any of them are wrong and you go, hey, Mick, this is not true, this happened, please, we'll talk about it. I'll absolutely publicly correct myself. I've no problem doing that. But anyway, I guess that's the episode. Thanks for listening. Wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.